Well, good morning again, church. And good morning to you, Lord. Betrayal. Betrayal and disappointment. Loyalty. Loyalty and promise. Jesus warns his followers and promises them. As Jesus sends his disciples out into the world, he warns them that this will not be an easy thing that he asks of them. And by the way, he asks it also of us. He promises that if we stick with him, we will find all that we need for success. Be cautious when you go into the world for my sake, Jesus says. It can be even your family or your most trusted friend that will try to discredit you as you spread the good news. Be sure that if you stay loyal to the truth, all will be well. No easy task. No matter how much you labor, all will not be accomplished even when the Son of Man comes. In other words, you could go out every day, and we know we could go out every day to every food lion in the United States, and we wouldn't get to all of them. It's a huge task. But be sure, if you stay loyal to the truth, all will be well. All will be well. No easy task. No matter how much you labor, you will not accomplish it all in your lifetime before the Son of Man comes again. There cannot be any off button on our proclamation of the good news switch. It is no easy task. Jesus assures us that no matter what, if we continue to announce the promise, endure all that comes against us, we will travel a road to salvation. Part of salvation is found not necessarily in what we do, but how we do it. We have to be obedient to what it is that Jesus calls us to do and not put our own agenda in place of God's. Well, it's no easy task. How in the world do we know how to say the right thing? How do we know what to ask? And herein lies the promise. Go out in my name, and the Holy Spirit will guide and watch over you, Jesus says. We need to depend on God's Spirit to use our own gifts and the gifts that God gives us to the glory of God. We depend on his glorification and his name for the endurance to participate in our salvation. Now, we don't do any of this to earn salvation, because salvation cannot be earned. It is one of the gifts that God has given us, but we are called to participate with God in offering this message of salvation to others. Salvation is not payment for God's work. It's what we do in response to God's love for us. God trusts us. Can you imagine God trusts us? You will be given the gifts that you need to do this work that we are called to for Jesus' sake. God trusts us. We need to trust God. No easy task. This may be difficult to wrap our minds around. I mean, we live in a world that teaches us that hard work will be rewarded with success, and that we have somehow control over our own success. We earn our success. Karma will get those who do wrong. Well, this presents in my mind, and I think in Jesus as well, a very real danger. And we need to consider the other side of that. And that is, what about those who aren't successful? What about the poor? What about those who are doing wrong? Do they get what they deserve? And who are we to say what it is that they deserve? No easy task to relinquish our control in our lives and trust God. True success does not come from our will, but from God's will. It's not measured in stuff. It's not measured in prestige or success in the worldly things that we think are so important. It is measured in the trust that God has for us and we have for God. How do you measure trust? You can only measure it one way with God, and that's 100%. That doesn't mean we don't question, we don't doubt, we don't wonder, but ultimately, we have to trust in God 100%. It's no easy task to relinquish our control of our lives, to trust God. God's will be done. When we answer God's call to go into the world as his ministers, knowing that we will face all kinds of trouble, we have to give up the idea that we are in control. No easy task, but it's the only way we will survive. It's the only way that we can, in good faith, go out in the name of the Lord. Jesus said, "See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me." It's not an easy call to accept, but it is what we are called to do as Christians, to take the risk and to go into a world who may or may not treat us with the type of response that we hope for or that we somehow feel like we deserve. But here's the thing, we don't do it alone. We really don't need anything except what it is that God gives us. He says, "Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food." I've often kind of tried and failed to imagine what it would be like to just walk out into the world with absolutely nothing to do the work of Jesus. But our compassionate Savior yearns for us to join him in the harvest, so we must go. Jesus had compassion for the people gathered. He looked at them like sheep without a shepherd. And he called his disciples and called them to go out into the world for the harvest of souls. It's a tough job, and there's no easy way. It's not easy, but again, it is what we are called to do as Jesus' disciples, as Christians. Here's the good news. It's no easy task to do God's work, but we don't do it alone. God is right here, right now, no matter what. Amen.